Good question. Okay. We're in Siman Kochav Dalad Seif Beis. Again, it should be as close to the Refuah Shleima of the Reshiva. So yesterday we start Beis, so just to get a running start. Shacha Nichnas the Beis HaKnesses, a chazan who comes into Shul. Matzat Sibor Sheis Ba'alu B'lachash. And he found that the minyan already davened the silent Shmon Esrei. Now again, think maybe like Mincha time, when you know there's not so much to say beforehand. So he has to get up and daven right away. So all he has to do is daven out loud. Even though we said before that a person who knows how to daven should not be yotze with the chazan's tefillah. But still, here, since they're waiting for him, and he's saying it himself, so therefore, he just has to say one Shmon Esrei, and that's enough. He's yotze, as the Mishnah says, for with this Shmon Esrei, and also for them, anyone who's out there who needs to hear his Shmon Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, I think we mentioned this yesterday, that if a chazan already davened a tefillah, a Shmon Esrei, at home privately, let's say again, like we mentioned yesterday, davened Shmon Esrei mincha at home, he thought he wouldn't make it to minyan. Then he comes to shul, and he finds that he made it. So all he has to do is, he doesn't have to say the quiet Shmon Esrei, because he already davened mincha. So all he has to do is get up and say the Shmon Esrei out loud, just like the halacha we just learned. Okay. Now the Rama says, V'chein im hu shas hadchak. So too, if it is a pressing situation, circumstance, kigong, for example, yavor zman tefila. They were worried that maybe zman tefila will pass by, will go by very quickly. So then, yachol yisbal miyad b'kol ram. So what could the chazan do? He could just get up and daven again. This is a chakra situation, but it's getting late. So what could he do? He could just get up and daven out loud. What will that accomplish? Everyone else will daven together with him, word for word, belachash. They're saying it quietly while he is saying it out loud. Ad la'achar kalakadosh, until after hakalakadosh. And then, that way they save time. Now, in the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim brings down that we can understand that we could skip, let's say, and do this quick job, so to speak, if it's mincha time. Mincha, it's getting late, and we know what time mincha has to be, and then, you know, mincha before sunset, or somewhere around there. So therefore, we're really pressed for time. But in Shacharis, even if Zman Tefillah will go by, which, you know, is the fourth hour, after the fourth hour. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ef sheshlo akru chazal takanasam kedei lachotzi es misha eino baki be'etzem chiyuv hatfilah v'ad chatzos. So the Chofetz Chaim questions if you could do this for chakras. In other words, again, we're saying it's a pressing situation. What would be the pressing situation? So the Ramah said, maybe Zman Tefillah will pass by. What's Zman Tefillah? So the Chofetz Chaim is saying in the Bir HaLacha, if you're talking about mincha time, so we know sunset, it's getting late. Maybe it's a little after sunset, so it's late. So what do? We do, you know what we do. It's like this Hecha Kedusha, right? The Chazan, we do it a little differently, right? The Chazan says Shmon Esrei out loud until Akel Kadosh, and then everybody starts, and it saves time, right? But could you do this for Shacharis? So it would seem from the simple reading of the Ramah that yes. In other words, the simple meaning of the Ramah would be that if it's getting closer to Zman Tefillah, the fourth hour, so then it's getting late. So what do? So you do this Hecha Kedusha, or whatever you want to call it, right? The Chazan starts, it's a little different. Chazan starts, he's saying it out loud. Everybody's diving together with him until Akel HaKadosh. But the Mishnah Berurah says, why? Why would you do this? What are you accomplishing as far as Shacharis is, Bir Halacha, as far as Shacharis is concerned? What are you going to do? So if it's getting close to Zman Tefillah, let everybody dive in. Everybody daven. The tzibur will squeak in. What will be the problem? When he repeats Shmon Esrei, it will already be the repetition of Shmon Esrei will be after Zman Tefillah. So the Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha questions Sweiwasan. Is that an even Steven trade? Because what are you doing? You're saying that we should do this type of dipsy doodle here, this Heicha Kedusha, or whatever you want to call it. Why? Because it's getting late. But you all know that's just for Zman Tefillah. You can really dive in chakras till midday, till Chatzos. So what are you doing? You're doing a different repetition of Shmon Esrei, right? So in other words, it's not going to be exactly as Chazal wanted. What did Chazal want? A complete repetition of Shmon Esrei. Saying the Shmon Esrei, the Chazan says it aloud the whole thing. Why? So if there's somebody out there who doesn't know how to daven, he could hear it. So what are you doing? You're shortchanging that. Why? Well, because maybe there's somebody out there who doesn't know how to daven, so this way he'll get in Tefillah Bizmano. Well, as we're going to learn soon, again, in our day and age, or even then, how possible is that we're really concerned that somebody doesn't know how to daven? And second of all, why should you do this just for somebody who might be out there and you're messing up the Takanas Chachamim? The Takanas Chachamim was that the Chazan should repeat the entire Shmon Esrei, not until just Hakel HaKadosh. So again, so the Chofetz Chaim questions whether this could be done if it's getting late. Again, the only case that it maybe would happen if it's getting near Chatzos, near midday, which hopefully is unlikely. But again, to the simple reading of the Ramah, that it's getting late, you're scared that maybe Zman Tefillah will pass. If you're talking about the regular Zman Tefillah of Shacharis, which is the fourth hour, so then the Chofetz Chaim questions whether you would do this short repetition of Shmon Esrei by the Chazan just for this purpose.
In the first piece of the Machaber, when Shleir Tzibur comes in, Tzibur is already davening Shmon Esrei, so he doesn't want out loud. Does he say the 19th Elokai Netzor to himself?
No, so he doesn't say Elokai Netzor. We learned that before. Never says that. Right. We had a whole Ramah here, whether he says at the end, Yula Ratzonim Rifi Ve'egen Libi Lefanecha. Just that.
Yeah.
We had a difference of opinion.
Does it go straight from Gaul Yisrael straight into Shmon Esrei?
Right. Unfortunately, some... Well, no, not for Shabbos. Not for Shabbos. Yeah, he would go straight to Gaul Yisrael. Right, and everybody would stay together with him. Okay, we're running a little late, but let's... Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that when everybody would say with him Shmon Esrei simultaneously with the Chazan until Akel HaKadosh, so the Chofetz Chaim says that means really Lador Vador, right? Because the Chazan is saying Lador Vador, and you would continue saying with the Chazan until Akel HaKadosh. Okay? Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll stop here. And we'll continue this interesting Ramah and Meretz Hashem Bli Neder. And we'll just have a few more words to go, but we'll finish this, continue this, I should say, Meretz Hashem Bli Neder tomorrow.